24. Strange Locomotives. J.R. Day. The sight of a steam locomotive running across country would lead most people to suppose that there must be a railway line underneath it. This would not necessarily have been the case in Canada and Russia in the second half of the last century. In 1860, Nathaniel Grew built a small locomotive, about 15 feet in length, designed to run on ice. In the next year, he followed this by a larger locomotive. The original locomotive was sent to Moscow for use on lakes. It had iron frames and only two wheels. These were 4 feet driving wheels, almost in the center of the locomotive, driven by 2 6-inch diameter pistons with a 16-inch stroke through connecting rods. The cylinders were horizontal and were placed behind the wheels and outside the frame on each side of the footplate. The driving wheels had broad tires in which steel spikes could be fixed. The rear of the frame was carried on a pair of smooth irons forming a sledge, and the front had a similar but smaller sledge. Both sledges were fitted with springs, and the driving wheels were also sprung. It was possible to vary the distribution of weight between driving wheels and the sledges according to the nature of the surface over which the locomotive was running. There was a boiler with a working pressure of 100 pounds per square inch. The front sledge could be steered by a lever on the front of the frame. Grew's second locomotive, built by Nielsen and Company, was much more like the ordinary locomotive. The 5 feet driving wheels looked just like those of the ordinary locomotive, except for the tires, and the upper parts of the wheels, above the frame, were enclosed. There were 2 cylinders, 10 inches in diameter, and a 22-inch stroke. The wheels were set further back than on the original locomotive, and there was no rear sledge. The front sledge was longer and heavier, about 11 feet in length compared with the total locomotive length of 22 feet 6 inches. The sledge was steered from a platform, and the locomotive weighed about 12 tons. It's recorded as having regularly worked on Russian rivers in the winter of 1861-62, pulling passengers and goods. Some accounts say that it ran a regular mail service between St. Petersburg and Kronstadt, pulling 3 standard railway coaches mounted on sledges. The final fate of these 2 remarkable locomotives does not seem to have been recorded. These 2 Russian examples are by no means the only ice locomotives, however, for many were used later in the last century, and in the earlier years of the present one, to pull lumber in Canada and the USA. Many such locomotives were built by the Phoenix Manufacturing Company. The first such locomotive was tried out in Wisconsin and proved a complete success, so much so that the company was given large numbers of orders. A typical locomotive of this kind was carried on a leading sledge, and heavy caterpillars took the place of driving wheels. A cab was provided for driver and fireman, as in normal railway practice. On the front was a large steering wheel with a seat for the steersman. The boiler, of normal locomotive type, had a working pressure of 200 pounds per square inch and was 15 feet in length and 3 feet in diameter. The firebox was large and was designed to burn wood, plentiful in lumbering areas.